Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Velocity Cast. This week, I want to talk a little bit about the necessity of having a singular focus when it comes to being successful at anything, right? So if you want to achieve greatness, if you want to be the best, if you want to excel in your field, that is going to require you in many ways to have a singular focus with your pursuits. And this discussion, it was kind of fueled by a podcast I listened to recently discussing some of the stories of Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant from the eyes of their trainer, who has written a number of kind of sports performance and sports psychology books. But this particular podcast is the Founders Podcast. And this episode chronicled some specific tales, specific stories that highlighted the competitiveness and the focus of these two individuals. And I've talked about Kobe Bryant at length in the past, but especially when it comes to Kobe, I think he is the prime example of what is necessary to be successful. And obviously he had an immense amount of natural talent. To become a professional at any sport and to be able to compete at that level requires some degree of genetic, winning the genetic lottery, so to speak. But the fact of the matter is he was one of the hardest workers in the history of not only the NBA, but in really any professional sport. And it was that work ethic and the unwillingness to compromise that made him great. And on the same token, Michael Jordan was infamous for how competitive he was. And that led him to push several of his teammates to uncomfortable places for them because his standard was so high that he was unwilling to accept any substandard performance in his eyes, which was basically anything else. And these two individuals ultimately ended up having a lot of respect for one another because they were cut from the same cloth. And when you are that type of individual, when you are genuinely and truly trying to reach the pinnacle of any sport or any endeavor, it's a very lonely pursuit. And we'll get into that a little bit here. And because it's a lonely pursuit, you welcome equals and rivals and those who want to achieve the same thing because it is such a lonely existence that having someone walking the same path, even if they are competition of yours, is welcome. And so when it comes to this notion of being the best, right, you have to look at statistics, numbers, and reality. If you want to be the top, even the top 1% of anything, any field, any pursuit, any sport, achieving the top 1% of anything requires immense sacrifice, and it requires you to really focus all of your energy and effort into becoming better at that thing. If we use professional sports as an example, fewer than 1% of people who play any sport will make it to a professional level. I think, and these aren't the exact statistics, but it's something like sub 5% of high school athletes play in college. And out of that sub 5% of that end up playing professionally. And out of that sub 5%, a very small number play professionally for an extended period of time. And then if we're talking about outliers like Michael Jordan, like Kobe Bryant, the Tom Brady's of the world, the people who really and truly are the best of the best, you're looking at single digit athletes, not even single digit percentages, single digit athletes out of that initial qualifying pool, right? The reality is most of us will not be the best at anything. And that's fine. We can still pursue that goal and that end. And I've talked, at length in the past about how even if you can't be the best at something, you can likely be the best at a combination of things. And so kind of finding your unique niche and your unique set of talents and skills and combining those things can be a really rewarding endeavor. But if we're talking about trying to become the best, if you think you have a shot or a chance, right, at being a professional athlete or being in the top percentile of your field, your career, you know, being one of the best investment managers that in existence, for example, if you want to be part of that echelon, everything that you do, every waking minute, every action needs to be geared towards getting better at that thing. To take it to my sport and my experience, the CrossFit space, Matt Frazier, who is, you know, arguably the greatest male athlete to ever compete in the sport. He surpassed Rich Froning's, you know, number of years winning the CrossFit Games. He retired at the, you know, on his terms at the top, which is very hard to do. But he told a story about when he was competing, he would not use a steak knife. And the reason was he did not want to risk accidentally cutting himself and missing out on training sessions because he couldn't use his hands or his fingers or whatever. So he was so intently focused on the goal of winning that he literally would not use a steak knife on the off chance that if he were to slip and cut himself. So not only is he training properly, you know, getting all of his sessions in, getting all of his recovery in, eating proper food, making sure he's fueling and hydrating and sleeping and all the things, all the stuff that revolves around improving in sport or athletics. Not only was he doing all that stuff, that's table stakes. What he was doing in addition to that was thinking about the smallest of details. I don't want to use a steak knife because I don't want to accidentally cut myself. The chance of that happening is small. It's non-zero, but it's small. And even that small chance was something that he was not willing to deal with or confront because that could affect his ability to be the best. So when I talk about having a singular focus, that is what I'm talking about. That is literally what I mean. You need to, in every action, in every breath you take, in every thought you have, you need to pursue that thing and think about that thing. And this type of a pursuit is not healthy. I don't want you to think that you can be the best at something and have any semblance of balance in your life. If you want to achieve that level of prestige, then your entire life revolves around it. There are sacrifices that need to be made in every other avenue in order for you to achieve that goal or to even have a chance of achieving that goal. And if you're not willing to do that, that's totally fine. But I see this delusion creep up often in people in different fields where they say they want to be the best and they do some of the things to get there, but they're not willing to truly make those sacrifices. And I do mean sacrificing everything else in order to pursue that goal. Because if you're not willing to do that, there are plenty of people, and there are going to be plenty of people lined up who are willing to do that and are going to knock you out of the park from the get-go. You have absolutely no chance of beating the people who are doing all of those things if you're not willing to do them. So that's part one. Being the best requires you to be immensely competitive with everyone else who's trying to do that thing and also with yourself because you need to push yourself on a continuous basis. I just saw an Instagram clip that I shared either yesterday or today from Conor McGregor. And he was talking about his training and how he had lost focus and how he had made these promises to himself that, you know, I'm going to train at this time. I'm going to get up at this time. I'm going to eat this thing or I'm not going to eat that thing. And he found that he was starting to break those promises to himself. He was sleeping in a little bit later. He was training a little bit later than he planned. He was cheating on his diet a little bit or eating the thing he said he wasn't going to eat. He was, you know, drinking the thing he said he wasn't going to drink. And what he realized is that what got him to where he was, what allowed him to be the best and to be competitive was keeping those promises to himself every single time without fail, no question, no wiggle room, no budging. And that's truly what it takes. You have to be so competitive, not just with the outside world, but with yourself to the fact that you keep those promises and you always keep those promises and you never miss. One story about competition, from that podcast about Kobe and Michael that I found to be really funny and very telling of Michael is he was, you know, he owned a basketball team for a bit, a professional team for a bit that he ended up selling. But he was disappointed in the team's the starting lineup of the team. And he felt like they were underperforming their ability and they weren't, you know, showing up and doing what had to be done. And so he showed up at practice. He took all of their Jordan branded Nike gear because he told them they didn't deserve it. And he got on the court himself in his 50s with the bench players, the practice squad. And he proceeded to beat the starting lineup with the practice squad and put up an insane number of points. Now, this is a guy who is retired, who is far older than anyone on the team, who is so competitive still that he was willing to lace up the shoes, take away tell the team that they didn't deserve the branded apparel with his name on it, and then proceed to beat them with the practice squad. That is the level of intensity that is required to be great. And there are going to be people out there who tell you that you can achieve great things with balance and you can, you know, be fulfilled and do all these things and XYZ and not burn yourself out. And that's likely very true. There's a lot that you can accomplish with balance and without going over the top. But if you want to be the best or have a chance to be the best at anything, you need to have that singular focus. You need to be that competitive. You need to be that uncompromising. You need to keep those promises to yourself. You need to not use the steak knife. Like that level of granular detail, whatever that equivalent thing is for you, you need to do that. And you need to do that every day. Because if you don't, there are going to be people lined up who are willing to do those things, who are willing to make those sacrifices, who are willing to put the blinders on and shut out everything else except the goal. And the point of this podcast is not to make you feel bad if you're not doing those things. It's not to, you know, say, you know, it's all or nothing. And if you don't want to be the best, then you're worthless. I don't mean that at all. Most of us are not meant to be the best. Most of us are not meant to be Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant. I know I saw a Twitter post not too long ago, and it was, you know, some influencer saying that, talking about modern man and saying how, you know, modern man going to the office and coming home and, you know, they're not tough and this, that, and the other thing. And they just come home and watch TV with their wife and, you know, go to work and punch the clock the next day and it's monotonous and this, that, and the other thing. And their life is too easy and comfortable. And somebody responded and said, yeah, if this was the Middle Ages, that person would be a peasant, a serf, reporting to the king. Not everyone is meant to be Napoleon. And it's such a simple statement, but it's reality, right? Modern society has allowed everyone to live a good life, a comfortable life, without having to be the best, without having to be ultra competitive. And so if you don't have that in your makeup or that is not your goal, that's totally fine. You can live a fulfilling, wonderful, beautiful life without having to go to that place. But for those of you who do want to be Napoleon, for those of you who are wired to conquer, to compete, if you genuinely want to be the best, just realize the sacrifices and the decisions that come along with that goal, with that end. And don't delude yourself into thinking that you can have it without making those sacrifices. And I think that a source of unhappiness for a lot of people, a source of anxiety for a lot of people, is that they outwardly pretend to want to be Napoleon. They want to conquer. They want to win. But internally, they don't have it. They don't have the makeup. They don't have the willingness to sacrifice. And instead of accepting their identity and accepting the path that is right for them, they put themselves in this weird middle ground where they're not willing to work hard enough to get where they want to go. And so they feel unfulfilled and they feel like they're failing. And if they were to just simply reassess their goals and reevaluate who they are and what they truly want, that they would be much happier. So the point of this podcast is not to say you have to win at all costs, you have to be the best. It's to have you look in the mirror to reflect, to decide for yourself whether or not you want that. And if you don't, great. Don't put that burden on yourself. Relax, de-stress a little bit, find balance. But if you do want it, understand what it takes. And either way, coming to the right decision and conclusion there and pursuing the right path will reduce your anxiety because you'll be much clearer on what you have to do. So until next time, I hope you have a wonderful weekend.